What it is your boy, your boy. Coming at y'all with that wild Cliff Notes for the Bible, for a real nigga. And we at chapter 20. Moving a little bit, you know what I'm saying? We are in Genesis chapter 20. And in 19, I want to apologize. I said 20 when the child was going to be born, but it's actually 21. Yeah, we had a little bit more to go in the story right before we get to the child. But 20 is an interesting chapter as well, you dig? But before we get into 20, you know, there's two things I got to do. Number one, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be here today. Forgive me for all my sins. Cover and continuously keep me with your blood and angel from danger seen and unseen. Things I want to be kept from and don't want to be kept from. I come to you humbly, Lord, trying my best to, you know, decode the word of God for my people who, you know what I'm saying, may be able to understand it, oh Lord. Just want to reach who I can reach, Lord. It's not about trying to reach the masses. It's not about trying to be the next best thing, Lord. You know what I'm saying? If anything come from this, to God be the glory. I just truly want to get this message out to my G's, to my people who I really think could appreciate it coming from this standpoint, Lord. And I just continue to actually guide me, help me, and walk with me as I do this in you, Lord. You know, anything I've forgotten, Lord, help me out. All the glory and honor shall be thine. Praise shall always, forevermore, go unto you. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, let's get to wild. All right. Chapter 20, Abram moves from Mamre, and he moves down further south in Canaan, to a place in between, I want to say is between Kadesh and Shur. I think that's what they said it was. Place called Gera, something like that. Start with a G. I want to say it's like the... Later, they come like they like the Philippians or something. They the Philippines, the Philip people, you know what I'm saying? Philippian people. Philistines, there you go. They the Philistines, you feel me? Anybody know about the Philistines? That's what Goliath, you know, coming out at, and David fight Goliath and shit like that. But this is before all that. This is before David and everybody like that. This is Abram going down south, you know what I'm saying? And he taking another trip to a place where he's kind of unfamiliar. And, you know, you gotta love that good old Abraham, man. I think this chapter shows that when your heart is in the right place, even when you go about things the wrong way, God still look out for you. You feel me? Because your heart, you know. Abram is not doing this off the strength of trying to be a slickster. You feel me? I mean, he's trying to be slick indeed, but he's not trying to be like, I'm the slickster. He's trying to survive. You feel me? Because now, in this journey, Sarah pregnant. So being that she pregnant and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? They almost there. They almost to the point to where that promised seed is coming. You know what I'm saying? And Abram kind of doing what he did in Egypt. You know what I'm saying? On the way to Egypt trying to survive. You feel me? So I don't know if he like saw some shit on the way and shit like that. You know where he seen something. Because, you know, Abram's mind start working. And remember, Abram has a beautiful mind. You know. But, you know, it's pros and cons to having a beautiful mind, you feel me? And one of the cons is you can overthink things sometimes. And I think this is one of the situations where, even though, and this is crazy, he still overthought the situation, even though he did the same thing in Egypt. And God showed him, you know what I'm saying? I'm with you, man. I got you, man. You ain't got a front for these people, man. You ain't got a front. I got you. You did, but, you know, it's hard sometimes, you feel me? And Aiden just trying to make it through, cuz he just trying to make it through. So he gets the Gera, and he, you know, see him and Sarah do the brother-sister scam again, you feel me? But I want to say the king of Gera was called King Abimelech or something like that. Start with an A and end with a let. Abimelech or something like that. You feel me? And he was not as corrupt as Egypt king was. But Abe didn't know that. Okay, Abraham didn't know. You feel me? Abe just kind of like he going to a new territory. And he's just trying to make sure. You know what I'm saying? That they square. Because he might have seen some shit along the way that made him feel like, oh, no. People don't love God. You seen the way he just beat that woman out in front of us like that? Oh, no. These people don't love God like that. Hey, you going to have to be my sister again. I know. But you going to have to do it again, man. Like, you know, this is the little thing that I asked you to do for me. Whenever we go somewhere, well, we don't know these niggas like that. And his king's involved. Cause, man, you know how fine you is. Like, for real, I know you 90-something, man. I know it. But still, yeah, you 98. But still, baby, you still king material. Do you not know? You still king material. Yeah, so we got to go brother and sister on him again. You know what I'm saying? Sure enough, they did. They got the gear. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, yeah, this is my sister right here. And I think another thing that kind of like made it like people made it believable that was his sister. Sorry, they ain't staying lit today. Is that she's not. I think, especially back then, when you had a wife, she had to be veiled up. You feel me? To kind of let people know that she off limits, okay? So, I'm guessing, you know, she out the veil, you feel me? So, when people come through, you know, either they think he got a disrespectful wife or that's not his wife, you feel me? So, you know, they playing the brother and sister role. And sure enough, you know, that brother and sister role that they played, the king sent for her. The king sent for, and he wanted to make Sarah one of his wives. Yet again, another king. So, like, come on, y'all. Like, the lady got to be freaking beautiful, cuz. Like, for real, cuz. Like, this the second king now that sent for Sarah to make her, like, a wife. But I think King Abimelech, like I said, he was a little bit more righteous than the kings from Egypt. I think he wanted to go about it the right way. He wasn't trying to, like, jump up in the pussy like the kings of Egypt was. You know what I'm saying? He was going to go the right way, like, marry her under God, then get that pussy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when Sarah got to the house, I don't know which night it was, but it was a night King had to drink. King had a dream and God visited him in that dream. God was like, hold on, I gotta pull for this one because God crazy. Excuse me. All right. God was like, what's happening? I know you. I know who you is. You a motherfucking dead man. Oh, yes, you is. You just took a man wife. You just took a man wife. A man wife that loved me boy, I'm finna kill your motherfucking ass. I am finna kill you. And King Abimelech and Dream like, oh God, wait a minute. Sure, you ain't gonna kill no righteous nation, cuz. Like, we love you. We heard about you. No, we love you. We ain't trying to be against you like that, man. Just being real, God. For real, man. Cause you all in my dreams and shit. This shit is like crazy. But hey, they said that were brother and sister, man. Like he said that was his sister. And she said that was his brother. Like, I did this out of innocence. I really thought that this was this man's brother. Like, for real. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful in no type of way, Lord. Like, for real, I really thought that this was his brother. You know what I'm saying? And surely, man, you know, I ain't even had no intent like that. You feel me? Because I believe, like I said, King Abimelech, he wasn't trying to get up in the pussy, man. He wasn't trying to, not in hers yet. He wanted to do it the right way. Now, I think he was trying to get into some pussy. Okay. And when we get toward the end of it, I believe you'll see why I feel that way. He trying to get into some pussy, and he trying to get that pussy printed. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think the shit going down. But he get this dream, and God talked to him in a dream and was like, I know. He was telling him, I know. You ain't did nothing out the way. Because I really ain't let you have an opportunity to do anything out the way. You know, he ain't give him a chance to get fucked up by God and offend God by, you know what I'm saying, fucking married man, you know, wife. And he said, He said, I kept you from that, you know what I'm saying? So if you would, please return that wife back to that man, for he is a prophet, okay? He's a prophet of me. And he going to pray for you, Cole, okay? He going to pray for you. And the little issue that you got going on in your house, man, it might not be that way no more after he pray for you, you feel me? But just know, though, just know this. If you want to fuck me over, okay, and don't get that man and wife back, just know, I'm going to kill your motherfucking ass. You and your whole motherfucking kingdom. Everybody, bro. Everybody. You heard what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? Yeah, and me. And me right there. You don't want the same thing, dude. Well, be a wise king and return that wife back to that man, please. And that prophet will pray for you and everything will be Gucci. All right? But, so, you know what I'm saying? Before he called for Abram, you did. He called all his people. He called his kingdom up. You feel me? And he was telling, man, God said, man, he gonna kill me, and he gonna kill all y'all too. Don't think y'all get in the way, because that man's wife. Y'all told me that was his sister. I should blame y'all for this shit, because y'all sent her to me. I didn't go out there. Y'all sent the motherfucker to me, and y'all told me that was man's sister. But if none of that is, we gotta give her back. We gotta give her back, because if we don't give her back, nigga, we all dead. He told me, remember Sodom and Gomorrah? Yeah, y'all haven't seen what happened to them niggas. There's nothing left of that shit. There's nothing left. Dog, I ain't trying to be like that. Are y'all trying to be like that? I mean, like, he had the whole kingdom spooked. It said everybody was so afraid. You know what I'm saying? That these niggas were, like, super spooked. So they called for Abram. He brought Abram up there. He was like, hey, bro, can I ask you something, man? The fuck I do to you, dog? What the fuck we do to you, dog? Like, for real. Like, where did I offend you at, and what did I do wrong to you, bro? Tell me that's your sister, nigga. That's your wife, bro. Like, for real, nigga, you trying to get us fucked up, nigga. We seen what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah, dog. We know not to fuck with God like that, but you trying to get us fucked up, so I'm trying to see what we did to you. Nigga, what did I do? Cause you really trying to get us fucked up, like, for real, man. Like, Nigga, I thought we was cool. I let you stay all in the spot and everything. I ain't give you no problem. You got like 1,000 other motherfuckers with you. I ain't say shit, cuz. I let that shit ride, man. I mean, like, what the fuck did I do to you for you to send your guy, sick your guy on me like that, cuz? Bro, we ain't trying to be, nigga, we don't even live like Sodom and Gomorrah. What Sodom and Gomorrah shit you seen over here, cuz? Then why the fuck did you do me that way, bro? And he was like, Abraham was like, my bad, cuz. My bad, man. Look, I seen some shit go on outside the city, you know what I'm saying? I just thought people, you know, God, what the fear of God wasn't here. So anytime that we go anywhere, I tell my wife, as a favor to me, you know what I'm saying? This is just off the strength of me, just off of loving me, just because you love me. Whenever we get to a place that we don't feel like, fear God like that, we gonna be brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? And on everything, like real talk, she is my sister. Like my daddy, you know what I'm saying? We got the same daddy, but we ain't got the same mama. You know what I'm saying? So technically she is really my sister. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't mean to do any harm, man. I ain't know y'all love God like that. My bad, bro. I see, okay. Y'all love God like that, huh? That what it is, man. That my only thing, cuz. Like, I ain't, cuz, you know, God got a little promise to me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to make it to the promise, you feel me? And we close, my G. We close, you feel me? So, I was just trying to make it to the promise. I ain't mean no harm. So, you know, him and the king, you know what I'm saying? They chopped it off. And they got on good terms, you feel me? And he gave them. And this is the crazy part, okay? This is the fucking crazy part to me, okay? This nigga pretty much lied to you, okay? Like, for real. If we go by the court system of the United States, nigga, omission of information is motherfucking can get you jail time, cuz. For the right crime. That shit could get you jail time, cuz. But, like I say, this is a story about his heart. You feel me? And Abram just intelligent. Abram, he heard word and he keep the news in the loop in his mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, he know God. Like, him and God, like, cool. Like, he follow, like, all the standards and guidelines that God got to him. So when a person is on that level, and they see anything that's out of that level, they like, oh, it might not. Yeah, I don't think they love God over here. Bro. This man would not be beating on his wife. Like, I don't know if he beating on his wife for real. I'm just giving a situation that might show him that, hey, these people might not believe in God like that. This man just beating on his wife all in the open, too. Like, for real. Gave her, like, 2 good open hand slaps in the mouth. I mean, like, ain't nobody do nothing. They laughing. No, the fear of God can't be in this place right here, baby. I'm telling you. But, you know, and you know, you can't base it off of just certain citizens, you know. We tend to do that. Tend to, like, base, you know, when I talk about churches and stuff in the intro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's churches of God and it's churches of man. You feel me? I will talk super dirty about a church of God and give not 2 fucks about it simply because you're a church of man. No, church of man. If I say church of God, God, I do apologize. You know what I truly mean. And let me fix it. I don't know. If it's a church of man, I don't know if I said it the first time because, you know, I like my mind forget shit. But a church of man, I'm a dog the fuck out with no remorse. Give 2 fucks about it because it's a church of man. You feel me? You made this as a sense of control more so than the sense of praise to the true and living God. Bro, I don't give a fuck about you like that. For real, I don't. I'm sorry. You can say whatever. You can use the Bible all you want, cuz. But if your intentions are not the same as what's in that book, what the fuck are you using it for? I could care less. I could truly care less. But if you a church of God, I'ma listen. Because God is in it. And me and God, I love God, bro. I can hear the messages he give me. I am not perfect by a long shot. And I guarantee you, my flaws, I know. I know what they are. And I'm working on some of them. You dig? Some of them are bigger than what people want to give me credit for, you feel me? But I'm going to conquer them, too. in Jesus' name. You feel me? And I'ma get there. I will, because I want him to have me well done. So whatever I got to overcome in my life did that, so be it. But I'm not finna spend my time in no church of man trying to seek a word from these niggas when y'all just playing certain chess pieces, like y'all just playing certain, like, for instance, before this big pandemic hit now, some real shit, before this big pandemic hit, guys, let me light up again, because this shit, this some real shit, like, before that pandemic hit, bro, nigga was talking all prosperity. Man, it was more prosperity talk in churches than a little bit, cuz. Prosperity. That, and then people needed that at this time frame, you know what I'm saying, trying to recover from recession and shit like that before this and that thing. Niggas was trying to heal prosperity. And they knew niggas were trying to hear that shit. That's why they kept pushing that agenda. But the true word of God, we're going to get into it with the children of Israel, man. There's times when the children of Israel are going left. Super left. You feel me? And they got prophets that just stand on 10 toes and going to tell them what's going to happen if they keep going left. We didn't get much. I didn't. And if you was at a church of God, I'm pretty sure you got it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I kind of start going to church a little bit for a set because I see a lot of the hypocrisy and, you know, hypocrisy and shit going on. And that shit didn't sit well with me because I'm not really one that could just not say nothing too tough. You feel me? Especially if you ask me my opinion. And I'm usually pretty straightforward with my shit, so I really don't get, you know what I'm saying, good responses at all the time by being straightforward with it. You know what I'm saying? It don't be no malice, but it could come out like it because I got an authoritative voice when I feel a certain type of way about some shit. So when it come to them, man, I just stop going because it's people. I grew up in the church, so some of these people, I know these people. I grew up and I see. And I see the word of God, and I see what it say. And y'all doing two different things. I heard that is a contradiction. And if you're trying to represent, and you showing these people that I represent God, then why you contradicting like that? And just can't humble yourself. And just ask for forgiveness. Putting it out there and ask for forgiveness. God ain't trying to hold that shit over nobody's head. He got a seal of forgiveness. If a motherfucker got a seal of forgiveness, I really don't think he's trying to keep remembrance of all that shit. You feel me? So I'm saying, bro, he don't want to hold it over your head, but you got to know for the humbling process what you doing, cuz. But I respect churches of God, though. I really, really do. I really, really do. And I really hope that they continue to push the agenda that God put on their heart, that God put on their heart. You feel me? I know my lane might be like way different right now than a church lane. Maybe. But at the same breath, real recognize real all across the board. If you're really pushing God's agenda, I salute that. But if you a church of man, you won't get no salute from me. And I don't give a fuck how you feel. Period. You want to do something about it, be my guest. But if it don't go well for you, that's your motherfucking fault. I ain't worried. Period. Because I know who I serve and I know who I ride with. So if you want to try it, be my motherfucking guest. I mean, shit. Let me get back to this story. Anywho, vented enough. Went off for a minute. Where we at? We at, he meet up with Abram. Okay, this is the part that I'm tripped out about. Yeah. This nigga give him maid service, motherfucking man service, give him oxen, give him motherfucking sheep. This nigga get shit, cuz. Like, bro, this nigga said that trying to, you know, run the hustle of the brother-sister scam and got caught in the shit. And he gets a reward. Like, this serving God really does have its benefits, man. We really all should do more of it, for real. Like, You see what happens? He, bro, overthought the situation. Abraham overthought the situation. It came in the wrong. Ain't no way around. Dog, that was wrong. He didn't have to do that. It was wrong. But even being in the wrong, because he did it from his heart, he did not do it like, I'm finna slick these niggas, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna be the main. He didn't have the intent of trying to take over nothing. You feel me? He just trying to make it through, cuz. You feel me? And he gets awarded manservants, maidservants, sheep, and oxen. Like, wow. And he get his wife back. That's the main thing that I'm pretty sure he's happy about, is getting his wife back. It's being seen that she's pregnant at the time. And this thing, I think she's pregnant at the time, bro. Like, in the chapter 4, God said, which one was it? It was 18. Yeah, it was 18. God said, when I return back at the cycle of life, she will have a seed. So, since then, Sodom and Gomorrah got fucked up. And now they over here in Gera. And this shit going down. Bro, she had some type of bump, bro. She had to have something. But that might have been. She show how much fine she is, bro. She could still have a part. Oh, I still want that one. I still want her to be a queen. So, like, crazy, right? But Abraham prayed for him. And when he prayed for him, it said God opened up the wombs of the queen and the maid service in his house, and he was able to get kids, you feel me? That's why I was feeling like, you know, he was trying to get some pussy. When I said earlier, he was trying to get some pussy. He was trying to get pregnant. But the shit wasn't seeming like it was going down, because God said he shut up all the wombs when Sarah entered the scene. When Sarah got into the kingdom, like, nigga, you ain't finna get nobody pregnant. Nobody. You know what I'm saying? All the strength of her. And he wasn't still trying to go to Sarah. He was trying to get it from all the people that he already had, the women that he already had. You feel me? Still wasn't getting that. But when God prayed for him, I mean, when Abraham prayed for him, God heard the prayer, opened up the wombs, and they I think they start a good bond and a good friendship with each other. You know what I'm saying? They have a mutual respect for each other. He called Abram a cover for the eyes. You know what I'm saying? He might have been telling Abram again some slick shit when you say covering for the eyes. And like I said, most of the time the wives were covered up so people would know that was somebody's wife. Like, nigga, stop playing like that's your sister, man. Go on, show us that's your wife, and don't be ashamed of that shit. You feel me? Don't let nobody. He probably told him, man, and just give him that reassurance from God. Like, I know God probably told him, come on, bro. I'm finna make a great nation of you. Remember, I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I am going to fuck those up who fuck with you. Bro, remember that. Believe that, dog. You ain't got to tell these people no different, man. Believe it. I got you. You see? And I believe that is the end of chapter 20. I really, really appreciate everybody who listening, who make it from beginning to end, you know. I appreciate y'all. Whether y'all just get snippets or beginning to end or however you take it in, I appreciate it. And I hope it's encouraged some of y'all to pick up that book. Chapter 21 will be next. And I think we definitely get into where Sarah has the child. So, for real. 21 is when Sarah has the child. So the child is born. For real, in 21. I appreciate y'all. Till the next time we meet. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. We gonna get it in like that there. Yeah.